Yes, it is a happy institution in Sonoma County. Western Farm Center has been around now for 50 years, and we are happy to have in studio with us this morning Bob Bertoloni, and also Trevor Frampton is here, one of the co-owners of the Western Farm Center. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. 50 years, nothing to sneeze at.
Definitely not.
And so Bob, I know, of course, we can't talk about the Western Farm Center without talking about Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Larry.
Larry Bertolini.
Larry Bertolini. Yeah. Yeah, he started it in 1967. He was came from Albert Milling, which is, he was a manager at the feed store there. And he came over, and when he started that, the main thing between him and then Lou, who's his partner also, that they said, if you take care of, you take care of the customers, and they will come. And Trevor and Maria, his wife who owned Western Farm Center, they have continued that, which is really great.
You know? Yeah, it's homegrown, that's for sure, huh, Trevor?
Yes, absolutely. Maria was there as a little girl, and now she's the owner of the store. It's a pretty nice story to have that continue to be in the family.
And you can't really talk about Western Farm Center without talking about tiny chicks and tiny duckies. It's been such a just a part. I mean, you can, if you ever thought about, and a lot of people do more and more, as I understand it, think about owning chickens in their backyards, and it's one of the few places you can go to pick them up and learn about them too.
Yeah, we sold 9,800 chicks last year, I think.
9,800 chicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And poultry is our second biggest part of the business right now. There's a lot of backyard chickens. People love it. Fresh eggs, good eggs.
And you
Larry,
know,
yeah, Larry's
I
got
was
a question
your
for you too.
I love your, I love that you guys are old school, but you're new school, and you're doing a lot of stuff with some of the cannabis products and the holistic hand
wait
stuff.
Wait a minute. Yep. Cannabis products at yes. Western Farm Center?
Yeah,
has the world gone mad?
A little bit, though. It's become quite a popular trend in the pet industry in general. Last year, we went to a trade show in Vegas called Super Zoo, and there was probably 3 or 4 CBD cannabis type products for pets. This year, there probably was in the high teens, if not 20, different outlets for some type of CBD treatment.
And CBD, we should let people know who don't know, is a sort of a derivative of marijuana. It doesn't get your dog high, but it does sort of combat several different things that may be issues for your pet.
Yeah, it's very popular, and actually most of the products we get come from the hemp plant as opposed to the marijuana.
Right.
So the THC is next to nothing.
Yeah.
If it's there at all. And it combats pain, anxiety. Some dogs who have seizures have been on it, and the owners claim to have great results for it. So,
Will it help my pup who has destroyed most of the furniture in my home?
It could.
It could. Talk to my vet about that. Yeah. So, yeah, and talk to us a little bit, Bob, about the customers that have been coming in and coming in and coming in. Do you see the kids and grandkids of original customers coming in?
Oh, yeah. It's really great when we'll have somebody come in, they're like in their 20s, and all of a sudden, my grandfather brought me here when I was young, or my father brought me here. When you hear that, I mean, you know, you have a good place to work and a good business that we have. And like I said, Trevor and we are keeping it going like Larry and Louie did, which is really wonderful, you know. But when you hear that, you know that it's something great to hear.
That's
you
right.
You feel so good.
You're doing
good.
Something right.
And they're always talking about the people that we have behind the counter are so knowledgeable. All our runners that help them out and, you know, to bring their feed out and stuff, they're also friendly and stuff with them. And when you hear that, I mean, it's just great to work there. That's why I'm still working there, you know. It's just wonderful. Yeah.
It must be. It must be. So how are you celebrating your 50th anniversary at Western Farm Center?
Well, this week we've got this whole week-long raffle going for various prizes, bags of food, dog food, up to 6 bags of food. All the vendors that support us have been really helpful making this a big event for us. So we have the raffle going. The money for the raffle goes directly to 3 different organizations, Green Dog Rescue, Forgotten Felines, and the Pony Express.
Nice. Very nice.
So the store doesn't get any of that.
Yeah. local establishments, by the way.
Right. Yeah. And the big events are going to be Saturday and Sunday, of course. So Green Dog will be there Saturday. Forgotten Felines will be there Sunday. Classroom Safari will be there Sunday. They're going to bring out one of their big cats.
That's fantastic.
Supposedly
the
sloth. I'm looking forward to seeing the sloth.
Well, I hope you have a lot of time on your hands, Trevor, because if you're going to watch the sloth move from one branch to another, you need a good couple of hours, really.
A little bit. We also have Bob doing hot dogs, coconut chip from 11 to 1 on Saturday. There'll be face painting for the kids. We'll have a wheel of fortune, as we're calling it, so you can spin the wheel and everybody wins a prize of some kind. So, like I said, the vendors who we buy from have been incredibly supportive and have donated a lot of items for us to help make this a big weekend for people coming down to the store.
As well it should be, because 50 years is a very, very big deal. And the fact that it still is in local hands is another big part of this, too. So congratulations, gentlemen, and onward and upward. Let's keep it flowing in Sonoma County. We're glad to have you a part of it to this day.
Thank you very much.
That is Bob Bertolini and co-owner Trevor Frampton. Any relation to Peter Frampton, by the way? Just curious.
I get that all the time. My one thing that I've always said is one happy thing would be if somebody could go up to Peter and ask him if he's ever related to Trevor.
Well, I'm sure a little more ownership of the Western Farm Center, and that's a done deal. We will see you over the weekend, gentlemen. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, they are involved, of course, in co-owners and longtime parts of the Western Farm Center in Sonoma County.